We got a great show for y'all. Your headliner, you seen him on The Daily Show. You seen him all over YouTube. I need a lot of energy. Put your hands together, put your hands together, put your hands together, put your hands together. Give it up for Josh Johnson!
I've been taking stock of my friends and what's going on in our lives and everything. And just, I'll say that as men, we collectively don't seem to be doing well. Like, things are rough in lots of different areas, lots of categories. In the jeopardy of men, we are in jeopardy. Near every facet of life feels like more confusing, more difficult to navigate in a way that feels like you are definitely doing the right thing. I do believe that lots of people are doing their best, truly. I just also think that... Okay, as an example, I can't read a map. You give me a... Even if you gave me a map of this building and pointed to where I was right now and told me to get to a specific bathroom, I'm probably going to end up outside. Like, I cannot seem to read a map. As much as I try, I end up turning it. I tried to be a Boy Scout for a little while. It was terrible. And because when you trying to be a Boy Scout, like when you really trying to go for all the badges at once, everything, and you really not getting anything, you are just being a problem in the woods. And one of the things was like I could not work a compass because I was like it's supposed to go in every time, right? And they were like, no, it's supposed to show you where north is by how it's positioned, but it doesn't have to point north every time. I'm like, oh, okay, because it's dangling. And they were like, well, did you let a magnet touch it or something? And I was like, I don't see what that should have to do with anything. Like, they're like, no, well, the compass works off like the poles of the so if you touch it with a magnet, it confuses the... So you got a piece of paper telling me where I am and where I need to get. And then you gave me a cup of metal that points anywhere it wants to. And somehow I'm the one that doesn't know what he's doing. Why are we even in the woods right now? We live inside. Have you ever thought of that? Try as I might, I could not read a map. Even if you lay the thing out where I needed to go, where I was now, and the way to get there, it's like in practice. I couldn't close that gap in my mind because I knew that the map is a suggestion. It's a good one, but the map doesn't have to do all these steps. Even the compass is a tool, but if it's spinning, we might as well be Pirates of the Caribbean or something. Like, this thing doesn't help me at all. I don't know where it's pointing, and it won't be still. I'm being still, it won't be still. How does that work? Is North moving? Is North on its own journey? Try as I might, I could not seem to read a map, and that is what it feels like at least to me, be a man now. There's a map, and the map is laid out with lots of good suggestions, and you even get tools along the way to make sure that you get to where you want to be, which is being a successful man, being a good man, being, you know, a respected man. But then in actual practice, walking that road, you're like, look, the paper says. But when I look around, it's tough. It is, especially with love. Like in regards to like love, attraction, seeking someone out and meeting someone you like, trying to take it to another level. It can be difficult because there. If you are, I won't even say good. If you are at least a regular man, bad men have ruined everything for you. And I'm not talking about the like, but I'm a good guy. I'm talking about if you are just a regular tax-paying citizen who doesn't do any crimes and is generally nice to people, maybe a wave. Not even talking about a good outstanding man. If you're just a regular guy, bad men have ruined everything for you already before you got there, right? It's like they showed up in the room right before you and farted. And then you walk in and you can't prove it's not you. But you know it's not you. You know you didn't do anything. And the bad man that farted has already left the room. We're all living in his wake. You know, and it's hard to find the actual bad man sometimes, because, you know, he's stealthy, he's disguised, you know what I mean? You'd have to follow him around all day. You'd have to follow him every waking minute just to have the proof that he's a bad man. You would. That's why it takes years sometimes to figure people out. You'd have to hunt him down and then take the picture and run into the room and be like, he was eating beans. Those were his farts. You just have guys that maybe don't have someone to tell them how to go about life. Like that, whether you call it a father figure or just like friends in general that can be that sort of guiding light of here's how you handle each situation. Especially when it comes to dating. Like who you pick to be with is a huge part of your life, because it's going to be most of your life picking people. You know? And we're not doing fantastic. And I say that as like not from a place of judgment, just from looking around. It's pretty apparent. You know, you look at the internet is fueled with so much anger, like so much hate. A lot of it is resentment for what people don't have or don't feel like they can get, you know, and it leads people to not take care of themselves. One of the most attractive things you can do is take care of yourself. Just let the water. You know, I can tell exactly how depressed my friends are by how it smells when I walk in their apartment. Do you know what I mean? Like every once in a while you get like a little whiff here and there, and it's like, all right, you know, you just came back from a game of pickup basketball. It's going to be like that in here. And then sometimes you visit a buddy and you're like, ooh. Ooh. Whew, she left. Yep, she's gone. Like, I have friends who, you know, obviously, friends that are trying to date everybody across the spectrum. But one thing that I have found as a point of frustration is when people don't listen to me about things that feel, they feel pretty apparent. You can take my advice, you cannot take my advice. It doesn't actually affect me. I just want people to be happy, right? And so a good example is like when your friend says he's got a date and that she's coming over and you're like, here. And then he has the nerve to be like, what? No. You know what? Here is what? What is here? Or then I'll have a conversation, especially, I'll have a conversation with some of the women that I know in my life that will not believe me when I give them advice about men. But I have no ulterior motive. I'm just like, hey, this thing is happening. Just so you know, I'm trying to be helpful. And it's weird because we as people accept a lot of things as an idea in a big way, right? So you'll hear the old men are dogs, blah, blah, blah. Every man wants one thing. All guys are after the same thing. And those are almost principles that people live by. But then when you tell your friend, hey, that's a dog. And then she's like, no. No, not Mark. He's so sweet. It's like, what are you doing? We just established that the... And there's a level of frustration that comes with that when it would be like if someone came to you, right? Like a dog owner came to you. And they were like, I don't know why my dog is doing this thing. And then you told them because you're someone who has trained dogs, been around dogs a lot. So you're like, this is why your dog is doing it. Oh, you also in this scenario happen to be a dog. So then you're a dog that's trained dogs and been around dogs all your life, telling someone because you are a talking dog, you can speak, telling them why this dog is doing that thing. And then they're like, no. That doesn't sound right. But it is. It is. No, not Mark. He's so sweet. I've known him for so long. I'm telling you, that's a dog. Not Mark. Mark is the sweetest. You don't know him like I know him. Like, I don't need to know him at all. I know the four facts you've told me about Mark, so I know exactly what Mark is trying to do. No, not sweet Mark. I'm like, you need to stop calling him Mark. From now on, his name is Ark. That is a dog. You wouldn't believe the conversations I've had trying to be helpful. You know what I mean? Like, especially in like high school, you know, like college, you know, you try to help your friends and everything. Conversation. What, you mean to tell me that this guy is just hanging around me and secretly wants to be with me and is willing to be friends with me for years just so that he might have a chance, be my friend throughout all of my other relationships and likes to go on these, like, not quite dates, but mini dates where we go to the movies together and then we get dinner and then we go back to my place and hang out and then fall asleep together. You mean to tell me that that guy is trying to be with me? He's trying to be, thinks about being with me all the time. He wants to hang out with me more even. He always seems a little sullen and slow to text back when I start dating a new guy, but that's just because he's busy. There's no way that he wants to be with me. And then I have to be like, yeah, what do you think I'm doing? Oh, it's tough. And one of the things that makes it tough for like boys, but especially young men, is that there isn't a sort of roadmap, and I don't expect there to be, because like human connection is so nuanced, and what people mean to each other is going to be different by a different degree for every person. But I think that in like popular culture and as a general narrative, we have started to just straight up vilify a man's attraction in general. And it's something that I don't know how you recover from if that's the narrative that's out there. And I understand why people are hesitant. It's a thin line. It's a very thin line to walk as a dude who is attracted to someone and trying to act on that thing. Try and let them know you're interested, trying to make the first move. It's a tightrope, and it's scary to do. Not just because rejection is scary, but the thing you do next will determine how they feel about you probably forever. Because there's not a lot of going back you can do if you're friends and then you try to be more, or if you shoot your shot with a person you don't even know. All that stuff takes a lot of bravery. And it's not always going to be done right, especially when you're young, you're making mistakes, you know? Like, I remember in class, my buddy, he had the biggest crush on this girl. Oh, and we're young, and he didn't know what to do with all that pent-up energy, so he's daydreaming, and he starts drawing her. Decides to draw her, and draws a beautiful picture of her, right? Like, got her hair as if it was blowing in the wind, got her face perfect. He was a really, really talented artist, right? So he drew her, and he drew him. And then, just by happenstance, because he was so lost in it, he didn't catch the bell it rung. And so we're all getting up, we're all leaving, and then she passes his desk. She sees it, and she's like, hey, is that me? And he has to be like, oh, yeah. And he had drawn her so beautifully. She was genuinely touched. She was like, that's amazing. You're so talented. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And I think she was just so taken aback, because none of us knew he could draw that well, you know? And so she was like, can I have it? And he was like, yeah. And he was leaning on his desk right next to where he was finishing up some touches on her. And he's like, yeah, but now he doesn't want to move. Because he also drew him next to her. And he drew a version of him that is unrecognizable. He drew a version of him with abs. Y'all, we're 13. He drew a version of him with abs, with bolder shoulders, like truly looking like an anime character, just jacked, top to bottom, knuckles jacked, everything. Had the big old muscle behind the ear, everything. Hair flowing too, hair almost as good as hers. But you know, people are walking out, and he already said that she could have it. And so she's like, can I have it? And he's like, oh, yeah. Leans up a little bit, and so she finally sees the other side, and she's like, oh. Is that you? And my man sat there and was like, that's just the, you know, the type of dude I want you to find. You know what I mean? Like somebody that, you know what I mean? Like you really deserve, you know what I mean? Like he, you know, just somebody you might meet one day who's right in front of you. Because so much of attraction is about timing. We don't give timing enough credit. there's all this stuff like if one guy does one thing and another guy does the same thing and the woman goes for one of the guys, it's because he's more attractive and the other guy's creepy, or the, you know, we've seen this sort of narrative play out over and over again. But what we don't talk about in those situations is the timing. When did this person say this thing? When did this person say this thing? When did this person do this thing? When did the other person do it? You know, so much of attraction is about timing. And I've talked to my friends and I've asked them before. I'm like, what are you even looking for in a guy? And I'm like, oh, you know, I just want like an honest guy. And I was like, I'm going to stop you right there. Because so many men are such freaks that you really got to parse out the honesty over time. Some people think that omission is dishonesty, right? But omission might be why you're in a relationship. Because if you knew top to bottom who they were immediately, it might make you hesitate. I'm not saying lie. I'm not saying be a liar. I'm saying that, like, honesty comes to a point. Like, let's say you meet someone. You meet someone that you very much like, and maybe it's just off of the connection, seeing each other from across the room. He walks over, and he says to you, plainly, "Hi, my name, right? I don't know you, but I'd like to. Would you have dinner with me? I think that we could have a really good time." You know what I mean? You see that thing alone? I feel like that's almost perfect. That's like I have a movie, right? But an honest man, a truly honest man, walks up to you. Honest from the bottom of his heart. Doesn't know how to lie. It doesn't come naturally to him. An honest man walks up to you and says, Hi, I just noticed you. And I know I don't know you, but I'd like to. And I'd love to take you out sometime, if that's okay. And I'll suck your toes if you let me. Do you see where he should have stopped? Do you see where a certain amount of honesty was too much? It was true in both cases, but one guy had the common sense to stop talking at a certain point. Honesty is important. Honesty is very important. But I also think if you're being honest with a person and you're being self-aware at the same time, there are things that you omit on the front end until you get to know them. Some people think omission is lying, but I think omission timed well is like the appropriate time to tell someone something. You start dating a guy, maybe it's going really well. Maybe it's a week, 2 weeks in, slept over a few times. You know, you wake up, you roll over, he's like waking up as well, and he's like, "Hey, you want breakfast? I make some mean pancakes." Perfect. Wake up next to an honest man. You're waking up. You roll over. He's waking up. He's like, "Hey, you hungry? I make some mean pancakes, and I've actually been awake for an hour. I was just smelling your hair." Been dating somebody for a little bit. You're texting, you know. "Oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. How are you? I'm good. You know, miss you. Miss you too. Oh, how'd you sleep last night? Oh, slept okay. You have any dreams?" "Yeah, actually I did." "What'd you dream about?" "Dreamed about you." Good place to stop. fantastic place to stop. This is where you stop. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. How are you? Oh, I'm good. You know, just, waking up. Oh, you have any dreams? Yeah. Yeah, dreams. What did you dream about? Oh, I dreamed about you. Oh, really? Yeah, I dreamed about you, and we went on vacation together, and then we actually had this like whole vacation plan. We were in like the Virgin Islands, and then I got us this like surfing lesson because we had talked on the date of how I want to surf. I don't know why I was dreaming about surfing, but I dreamed that we were doing this like surfing lesson together, and then like the surf instructor was like kind of hitting on you a little bit, and then like you were able to surf really well, like you took to it like a duck to water, and I was like over here falling all the time, and because you were doing so well, he was giving you extra tips, so he basically spent the entire lesson just giving you attention and everything, and then I was like fighting to not drown and just sort of laying on the board the whole time and everything, and then afterwards, after the lesson was over, he like slipped you his number, and so then we went to dinner, and while we were waiting on our food, I was like, oh, I'll be right back, and then I left the restaurant, and I tracked him down, and I had a little conversation with him about, you know, trying to steal people's girlfriends during surfing lessons, if that's something that he really does, and if he does it often, he's like, no, and I'm like, yeah, and then we took another little surfing lesson, we took a little trip down to the beach, and I just sort of pushed his, you know, where the sand and the water sort of splash, where the wet sand was, I just sort of pushed his head into the water until the tide was sort of going over it. And so I couldn't really tell if there were bubbles or not because so much wet sand and everything. But I just sort of held it there until he stopped struggling. And then I woke up. I think it's important to be honest. I do. I just think it's important to be self-aware, too. No? I'm not saying be a liar. I'm just saying, like, check yourself. Check in with yourself. Know who you are. You know what I mean? Know what that's going to sound like, depending on the timing. Timing is everything. It's so important. When I was in high school, my boy, he finally asked this girl out that he had a crush on for a couple years, right? Finally just went for it. Something about summer just made him a new man. Asked her out, and she said yes. Oh, we're off to a great start. Asked her out, you know, asked her to a movie. Asked her to a movie, and she said she wanted to see Spider-Man. Okay. Great choice. Phenomenal date. We both like Spider-Man. We don't have a lot of life experience. We're crossing over heavily. So he said he'd take her to see Spider-Man. Take her to the movies. See Spider-Man. That was their date. What she didn't know, what he did was, he didn't just buy their tickets to see Spider-Man. He bought out the theater. And timing is everything. Because they get there and sitting down, lights get low, previews even start. And she was like, wow, I thought other people want to see Spider-Man. I thought it was a pretty popular movie and everything. And then he turns to her. With a biblical lack of self-awareness. After she says, I thought other people would have been in the theater, you know, with us, wanting to see Spider-Man. I've been hearing about it all week. He turns to her and he goes, oh, I made sure nobody would be here. Why even word it like that? What are you doing? He said that as soon as he said it, he saw the look on her face. He said it felt like she was waiting the whole movie for Spider-Man to rescue her. And that's why timing is so important. Because depending on when you do something like that, depends on how it comes off. This is a first date. Do you know what I mean? Even there are some people who would find that sort of gesture romantic if you said, oh, I'll take you to see Spider-Man. And I'll make sure we get our own private theater. Ooh, okay. That's different. But saying I'm gonna take you to see Spider-Man and not telling her no one else will be there, even as you sit down, they have the popcorn, the drinks, everything. Middle of the movie, makes his move, tries to put that arm around her, right? And because there was so much room in the theater, she did sit one seat away. Because once he said it, I don't think, yeah, he just couldn't save it. There was no aspect of the rest of the movie where he wasn't like, you're locked in here with me. He said he had to keep turning to her the whole movie when stuff would happen, be like, crazy. It's wild, right? You know. And so it can feel sometimes a bit hard to find your footing when it comes to attraction, because everyone, from the people closest to you to the people far away, feel far away. If you don't really know how to connect, and especially now, we've built a sort of like scary parasocial connection with people that we're attracted to that they can't possibly know on the other end. And then it comes out in comments online, it comes out sometimes in whole articles. There's a line between like fascination and then crossing over into something pretty weird. I don't know if y'all saw, but apparently Sydney Sweeney, the actress Sydney Sweeney, is going to be selling bars of soap that contain her bathwater. Now, if you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is, she is an actress that is like, not just like an A-list actress, she is her generation's like top bombshell. Like, people have been freaking out and lusting over Sydney Sweeney for a long time, and is pretty creepy. It's like, don't get me wrong, she is a beautiful woman, but the way the internet makes sure that someone that you haven't met doesn't feel like a person to you is like why we have the sort of conversations we have. Because Sydney Sweeney is in not just lots of movies, she's in, you know, Handmaid's Tale, she's in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, she was in Madam Web. She just has range, right? She does a lot. And the way that people, every time she is on camera, every time she's even mentioned, the way that people, almost as like an understood, acceptable amount of creepiness creep on her, has been something that's like compounded over time. Like, she was in Euphoria, and then she was in other projects, and it compounded, and it started to like become exponentially creepy. And I think that this bathwater soap thing is brilliant on her part, because now she'll know the 5,000 men that need to be put on a list. Like, trust me when I tell you, if you buy Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap, you will never meet Sydney Sweeney. That's gonna be her hit list right there. It's insane. It's truly wild. 5,000 bar is gonna go in a second. It's not even out yet. Doesn't come out till later. Just the anticipation is like going viral. And I don't know. We might be in a very bad place we can't recover from. You know? 5,000 bars, I'm assuming they're only gonna let one person have each bar. Just get as many people on the registry as possible. I don't even know what you would do with your, like, that's something you would get caught with. If as a man you bought Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap, you can't let anyone in your life know you have it. That's everyone gonna look at you different. Cause they'll know as soon as they see it, they'll know some things about you. Like, you were at your laptop ready. I suppose 5,000 men who are in a rough place are gonna be buying this bathwater soap, which doesn't even make logical sense. It's dirty soap. And I say 5,000 men because I'm not saying that there's no women who have a crush on, you know, Sydney Sweeney. I'm just saying that as men, we are both grosser and more practiced at using our laptops for these exact things. I'll tell you something that I don't even, honestly, if I'm being 100% with you, I don't even know if I can word this correctly so you understand what I'm saying. I know a man who knows his favorite page of an adult website by the URL by heart. That is absolutely insane. Do you know how down, bad, thirsty you have to be to remember http://:// baddiesonrollerskates.com %B12% %2 I'm wondering how we got here. Truly, I'm wondering how we got here, not just as a society, but with the promotion, with the soap company. How did this happen? Because you know it wasn't Sydney Sweeney's idea. Sydney Sweeney didn't roll up in there like, you know what people love? Me. You know what I can spare? Bath water. Let's sell it. That's business. I think a sick man, a definitely sweating man with an unfortunate voice, said to Sydney Sweeney and to me, look. Look, young lady. I believe, and this is just Jebediah Jones talking, all right? Because a lot of nasty men talk about themselves in the third person. This is just Jebediah Jones talking. But I believe that people would pay for your bath water. We make soap. You bathe. Let's make some money. Like, truly. Truly, I think that's how it went down. No? Because even in the tweets that I've seen about it, I think these are Sydney's words because they're in the quotations. But, you know, in it, she's sort of playing off of the idea that this is a thing that people have talked about on the internet before. And she's like, well, you know, this is something people have been asked for. Figured it'd be a, you know, a fun way to do it. I hope it just makes men think about taking care of themselves because I've been in some pretty gross dudes' bathrooms. That completely flipped the script for me. When I read that, I was like, what disgusting man made Sydney Sweeney go, I gotta do something. Sydney Sweeney is in your bathroom just looking around like, get dirty. No, I wonder what experience Sydney Sweeney had where she was like, I gotta do something, all right? I gotta figure it out. How can I get men to bathe? I'll do anything to get men to take a shower. Fellas, we're in a bad way. Because you know fundamentally every man that buys that bar of soap needs it. This is rough. This is really rough. You know, because even with that general idea, right? When you hear that as a man and you tell other men, guys, Sydney Sweeney put her bath water in soap to get you to buy soap. Because she just wants you to take care of yourself. Dudes are so delusional. They'd be like, she cares about me? Wow. I like to check in on my friends. I was texting a friend. I'll read it to you. I was texting. No, I told him I was going to do it. It's fine. I was texting a friend and I was like, hey, did you see the Sydney Sweeney bathwater thing? This is crazy, right? Like, we're truly down bad as a nation and as a people. And then he responded, yeah, I can't believe it doesn't come out till June 6th.